Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, a physician and a veteran of the FDA, to comment on the news around us about the virus, about the vaccines, about what is to be done. I go to the reporting in the Wall Street Journal in these last days. The vast majority of patients driving up COVID-19 hospitalizations in parts of the U.S. are unvaccinated, according to hospitals, some of which are reactivating surge plans used in the peak of the pandemic. As the highly contagious Delta variant spreads nationwide, some hospital and public health officials said they are preparing for hospitalizations to potentially reach new pandemic peaks where fewer people are vaccinated. I go to several reports, one from Dr. Fauci, that the expectation is that the U.S. could top 100,000 new cases a day. The Dr. Fauci, speaking in his official role, said in these last days, the U.S. is not in total control of the pandemic, and daily new cases could surpass 100,000. This is pointing to the Delta variant that's here among us now. It's also in Europe. It's also in Asia, but it's here in the United States. As of these hours, 83% of the new cases in the United States are the Delta variant. One more detail about the new wave of positives. The White House is reporting that a member of the White House staff is now testing positive for the virus, despite the fact that he or she, it's not determined, is doubly vaccinated. So, Henry, I put all this together before you. The double vaccination is not preventing new positive cases and all the attendant concerns of people around the doubly vaccinated, now positive patient. At the same time, the hospitals are reporting that the spike in hospitalizations is the unvaccinated. You have written a very careful presentation as to what can be done to overcome those who are not vaccinated. But I want to get there, but I want to start with the doubly vaccinated who are getting the virus. Is this expected in a virus? Is there a remedy to this? Why are we vaccinated if it doesn't help us or prevent further positive testing? Good evening to you, Doctor.
Good evening, John. Well, as we've discussed many times during the last year and a half, it's all a matter of probabilities as to whether you become infected, whether you are seriously ill and require hospitalization and a ventilator and are subject to the infection being lethal. And so we've heard a great deal about the greater transmissibility of the Delta variant compared to the original Wuhan variant and also the later Alpha variant, which arose in the UK and became dominant there for a while. What does greater transmissibility mean? Well, we know, for example, that in a Delta variant infection, there are 1,000 times more virus particles in the nasal passages and in the respiratory tract below that, 1,000 times more than for the Alpha variant. So what does that mean? Well, it means that you're certainly more likely to become infected and become symptomatic because there's a much greater chance that virus will get to the receptors in your respiratory tract, your smell receptors and taste receptors, and even into the brain, causing mental fog and other symptoms. It also means that in casual contact with someone who has this very, very large number of coronavirus particles, there's a greater chance that you'll receive an infectious dose. And so that goes to mask mandates. Masks are not perfect, but again, they lower the probability of being exposed to an infectious dose of coronavirus. And it also has implications for the kinds of contacts that we have considered to be low risk, such as playing in a basketball game, relatively minimal contact while walking or congregating with friends outdoors. Again, all a matter of probabilities, but your probability is greater of contracting an infectious dose of COVID-19 with the Delta variant, which has become so predominant.
Regardless of the double vaccination, is that right, Henry? Or are these just at the margins cases that are getting attention of people who've been vaccinated and get sick again?
Well, recall that in the clinical trials that were done on the early variants, the messenger RNA vaccines in particular were about 95% effective. That number is certainly lower for the Delta variant, but we don't know by how much. We do know that the vaccines continue to protect very well against hospitalization and death, but again, not as effectively as it did against the original variants. So it's imperative to become vaccinated to lower the probability of infection and particularly of hospitalization and death. But we're seeing, in data evaluations around the country that there is a an inverse relationship between vaccination rates and cases of COVID-19. So in places where the vaccination rate is low, we're having genuine and very worrisome surges. And that's places like southern Missouri, Arkansas, southeastern Louisiana, and parts of Florida and Nevada.
I want to take you to London because there's been reporting in these last hours that the heavily vaccinated United Kingdom, with a very good success with the virus so far, is now celebrated Freedom Day in these last days. On Monday was Freedom Day. And yet there's widespread frustration because of the fact that people who are vaccinated are getting positive tests again. That's leading to not quite defiance, what you'd have to say is iconoclasm. For example, there are reports at the border flying in from Europe, generally the south of France, returning from a holiday. The border guards or the border authorities are saying, don't tell us where you came from. Or if you must, you're supposed to self-quarantine, but don't really bother. In other words, they're leaving out the part that's meant to protect other people. These are the doubly vaccinated people. I can't speak to the people who are not vaccinated. We also have a situation where you have apps on your phone. This is the United Kingdom, mother country. You have apps on your phone that if you're in the proximity of someone, your phone tracks where you are, say in a bar, a restaurant, a karaoke bar. And if someone you came in proximity with has tested positive, you get pinged and are told to self-isolate. We're also told a member of parliament is now in the newspapers saying that I want Parliament back in session. If we're free, we're free to sit cheek by jowl with our colleagues and our adversaries. And I defy the Prime Minister to keep me out of this house. I want everybody here so we can look at the story that we have to now recover from. Henry, these are anecdotes, but I'm telling you because what's happening in the United Kingdom could be coming our way. In other words, so far from worrying about who's protected and who's not, the good people of the United Kingdom, well-to-do people of the United Kingdom, are ignoring the commonsensical recommendations of their government to prevent the Delta variant from spreading wider. This is probably the human condition, but what is to be done, Dr. Miller?
Well, the people are experiencing pandemic fatigue. to be sure. And they've welcomed the release, the lifting of lockdowns and of restrictions. You might be able to fool the border guards with a little collusion from them and to circumvent the restrictions, but you can't fool the virus. And the UK is already experiencing a surge. The U.S. State Department has recommended that potential travelers from the U.S. to the U.K. reconsider, that's their word, reconsider their travel there. And it's asking for trouble, particularly with a virus that increases exponentially. And as to that member of parliament, in 1939, he probably would have said, we'd have nothing to fear from an Austrian paper hanger demagogue in Germany.
Dr. Henry Miller of the Pacific Research Institute, he does have Dr. Miller has recommendations about what is to be done here. We're not going to worry about what's going on in London at this moment. Unless it's coming our way, we'll get there. But recommendations of what needs to be done for the unvaccinated in the United States. There's the risk. There's the profound risk. When we come back, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This is Jay Shetty from On Purpose with Jay Shetty. Push it, bend it, flex it. Introducing the latest rule-bending innovation from Brooks Running, the new Glycerin Flex. Feel the freedom with a cushioned shoe made to move with you so that you can bend or flex the rules. Brooks' new strategically segmented midsole works as an extension of your body, putting you in control of the run like never before. Want to feel the best parts of your run? Flex the rules in the new Glycerin Flex. Let's run there. Shop now at brooksrunning.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.